change it. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh-hoo. Crystal blue persuasion.
Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. This is Instant Crush. My name is Abe Jollis, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm joined by my two...
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you. Thank you, Shakira Kwan, TGIF Carter. And we are joined by other co-hosts, TJ, AJ, RJ, back at Slash and Forth, the fifth.
For the zero people who listen to this show every week, you're really going to milk this Key and Peele joke out.
I love it, personally.
Come on, man.
No, I like it, too.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, we have an excellent show in store for you guys. Finian, Jared, how are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty well, you know. Happy to be here. Wasn't here last week. A little disappointed about that, but...
You tuned in, though.
Of course.
Biggest fan.
Number Love one.
You. Jared, how about yourself?
I've been great. Beautiful night here. Particularly beautiful night here in Medford.
Oh, yeah.
That warm weather's coming in.
It really is.
Cannot wait.
It's going to be like 85 degrees this weekend.
Next show, I'm wearing shorts.
Wow.
Hot take.
All right.
What do we have in store for us? First song, Jared.
Got a great night of music coming up. As you know, best of the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and today.
You're going to note that, aren't you?
I'm going to add 10 years every time. We've got Jet Fuel, Mac Miller.
Yeah, used to wanna be a superhero, flying around with a cape, catching bad guys. Now my head underwater, but I ain't in the shower and I ain't getting baptized. To the good and the bad times, all the cuts, broken bones and the black eyes. Young motherfucker with a mad mind, made a couple million off of rap lines. Y'all can't tell me nothing no more. Came from the basement under that floor. You don't come close, you don't need to know I'm the GOAT. You don't need to know how I go, cause you know what you want. All I wanna do is the most. Backflip off the ropes, got hooked when I'm in the post. Yeah, my girl too clutch to choke. And I ain't calling it quits. You can build a wall with your bricks. But I keep talking that shit. It's like this. Liquor still in my cup. Get faded when I wake up. Cause everything is too much, so what? Woke up this moment with a bright idea. Maybe I can exist forever right here. Let it run. Okay, okay, well, I'ma be here for a while, longer than I did expect to. I was out of town, getting lost till I was rescued. Now I'm in the clouds, come down when I run out of jet fuel. But I never run out of jet fuel. Well, I'ma be here for a while, longer than I did expect to. I was out of town, getting lost till I was rescued. Now I'm in the clouds, come down when I run out of jet fuel. But I never run out of jet fuel. 120 on the car that I don't whip. I don't even pull it up the driveway. Throwing up shots like I don't miss. Never put a limit on the high stakes. Try to pull my car till I'm goldfish. You ain't gonna find a lie in my face. I pick it up and let it go quick. They wanna get pushed my... Yeah, I don't say nothing that I don't know. Jumping out the womb wearing polo. Everybody wanna jump in, but I'm old school. Lone wolf, take them on solo. Yeah. I don't need nobody. I don't need to be nobody. I'm just doing my thing. Kick it at the crib, I don't see nobody, no. So over there with that bullshit. We don't need it on this side. I'm pulling up in that new shit. You always whipping that dick ride. I demand your respect. I won't share my connect. No. Let's get this clear. I am here. I don't care who got next. Young vet. Feeling like they forget. I let it slide. This time, like 25 years, I've been high and no less. Yes, shit I know, I don't guess. Rather glow, I won't stress. Better say that shit with your chest. Okay, okay, well, I'ma be here for a while, longer than I did expect to. I was out of town, getting lost till I was rescued. Now I'm in the clouds, come down when I run out of jet fuel.
but I never run out of jet fuel. Well, I'ma be here for a while, longer than I did expect to. I was out of town, getting lost till I was rescued. Now I'm in the clouds, come down when I run out of jet fuel. But I never run out of jet fuel.
I'm waiting.
Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. We are back. If you're just joining us, this is Instant Crush. My name is Abe Jollis. I'm joined by my two co-hosts tonight, Jared Cohen, Finian Sicoccio.
Howdy.
We did this already.
We did, but just in case people are joining us just right now.
Fair enough.
We have a lot of
Jared, what was that last song? Because I'm shedding tears.
That was Something So Right by Paul Simon. Really, I love that song.
I was well enough.
Finian was blown away.
I put the headphones on, turned it way up.
So, it's everyone's favorite time. Sports talk.
What did Dylan Brooks do?
No.
He got cooked by Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, I didn't see any egregious mishaps on Dylan Brooks on his record for this week. So
they're coming.
They are. Just wait for the playoffs. It's gonna get nasty. But NBA's wrapping up. What are we thinking?
No one is stopping the Boston Celtics.
They just
except
in the East.
Maybe themselves and except maybe the Miami Heat. Genuinely.
You wow.
Hopefully
Jackson Hall's not
either
tuned in.
They ruin it for themselves because they just like forget how to play defense in the fourth quarter or whatever. Or they get swept, they like get beat by the Heat in the first round. I think they make it past the first round. I'm not worried about the Bucks. I'm not worried about the Sixers. Genuinely.
What about whoever comes out of the West?
I mean, if they make it that far this year, like who's beating them? The Nuggets, really?
I mean, the Suns, maybe. If they play at full capacity.
Yeah, with KD, but like we did a great job against KD last year. And obviously the Suns are a better team, but like
and the Nets were just dysfunctional.
He didn't take a shot in the paint that whole series. Like it was all mid-range jump shots. Like we can deal with that.
A totally different
we can
team,
deal with
though.
That.
Totally
so,
different
Finian,
team.
how are you thinking? How are you feeling about your Wizards in the playoffs this year?
Man, I'm so excited to watch the draft lottery and
get the eighth pick again.
Bro, it's so sad.
Let me tell
commit
you.
Commit to a rebuild already.
On everything. Let me tell you.
I heard news just really quick. I heard new head coach hire in Washington. They're bringing back Scott Brooks.
No,
I'm kidding.
That's actually a nightmare I've had.
They're going to hire Eric Bieniemy.
The guy who lost the 3-1 lead to the Warriors, by the way. People forget Scott Brooks. He was the coach of the Thunder when they blew the 3-1
lead. They did. People
Wasn't
do forget.
Wasn't it Billy Donovan?
No.
It
was Scott
Brooks.
That
was after.
So he was
Billy
he just
Donovan was just the Russell Westbrook years, where they like kind of made the playoffs every year, but they never won.
Right.
But Scott Brooks was the 3-1 lead blown.
Yeah. My goodness. Well,
and then
sleeper.
Had a gun to the owner's head and kept his job in Washington way too long.
He was like Jason Garrett, man. Like,
and now Tommy Shepard, new Wizards GM.
He's good.
No clue what he's doing.
No, I like him.
Johnny Davis.
Well, it turns out he might not be as bad as we thought.
He's had some highlights recently, but also that you can have bad picks, but like he's actually had some good finds. I mean, like Daniel Gafford, he traded like nothing.
I agree, but I totally disagree with him.
Jared has
it's
broken
organizational
his
strategy for the team.
Microphone off the hook.
That was crazy. I almost caught that. I'm gonna hold it now.
Technical difficulties.
I just disagree with his organizational strategy for the team. Like, what are they doing? Why are they not? Why aren't they rebuilding? Pick a side. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. I mean, we're like many mid-market teams. We're just sort of stuck in this mediocrity that it's sort of honestly impossible to break out of.
Hey, it happens. I've lived it as a Cleveland sports fan.
No,
speaking of Cleveland sports fan,
that's a different realm. That's the trash bin. That's below
sleeper
us.
For best first round matchup. Knicks Cavs is going to be an absolutely incredible series.
I think you guys will win.
I think we'll win, but I think it's going to be stretched to 6 or 7. I think Donovan Mitchell is going to get booed more than Trae Young.
No, not possible.
I think it was because his lack of a trade to New York this offseason, and then
how
ended
is
up
that
getting
his
traded to Cavs.
Fault?
It's mean, not, but it's New York sports fans.
No, I got you, but more than Trae Young, I don't think. I mean, because Trae Young actively tries to play the villain with them. I wish people could see what I'm looking at right now.
Jared.
Yeah, this is bad. Like, the mic just broke in front of me, and I don't know how to fix it. I'm holding it up in the air.
It wasn't your fault. It was it just happened.
Yeah,
when the radio station people come here, come back and listen to this. It wasn't my fault.
No,
it just I literally was sitting here and it just broke.
You could.
I mean, if you play
it
back the tape, there was no noise. Like it just fell.
Yeah. No.
Probably a little bit of a squeaky sound, but it might have been the chairs in here, the upholstery in these things.
Well,
very
we're gonna
old.
Cut to a commercial break so I can fix this and go to the next song.
Let's do it.
We've got Talking Heads burning down the house.
Woo.
Thank you. say I'm trapped in my mind. No, I'm going trippy. Oh, I don't think I'll ever go. You see, the walls are so high that I couldn't climb them. So I don't know which way to roll. Well, I'm stuck in rewind. Oh, I'm looking forward. Damn, I wish I knew I went wrong. Am I sick? Am I ill, man? My mental got me.
We are. Hello. Is this working? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I cannot hear myself. Well, we are back.
I think it's you turned off your headphone
volume. On 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we have a new segment. Everyone's favorite.
I fixed the microphone. That's our favorite segment.
He did indeed fix the microphone. Well, it's called Three Straight White Men Talk About Politics. Are you guys ready?
I did not approve this. Is this a new segment?
It is.
Oh,
brand
wow.
new. Brand
I
new.
Think,
first
I
time
think
ever.
I've done this before.
First time ever.
Hit me.
Well,
with it.
This week, former president and current criminal Donald Trump was indicted on how many? 34 felony counts of.
Hey, innocent until proven guilty. Am I right?
That's true.
Absolutely not. Do not second that at all. And also, Supreme Court Justice and known corruptible man, Clarence Thomas, and his wife Jenny have been accepting gifts and donations from Republican donors for over 20 years, all under the table.
Oh, wow.
Any thoughts, guys?
That's actually pretty... I didn't know that, actually. That is pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, it's about the least surprising thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, no,
but
I
still,
mean...
Even less surprising, nothing's going to happen.
Mm-mm, no.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, what is the... There's no punishment
you
for
could impeach him, but that, God
that's,
knows.
That's
he could shoot a man on Fifth Avenue, and that wouldn't happen.
Mm-mm. Clarence Thomas is about the least arrestable person there is. He's untouchable. And quite frankly, it sucks.
Indeed.
Nice voice crack, man.
It was purposeful.
Also, NCAA basketball. We're back to sports.
Exhale.
Let's get back into politics. So the winner of the women's basketball tournament, they're not going to the White House now?
I was actually going to talk about this.
LSU? Because Jill Biden said, like, on an offhand comment, like, oh, like, LSU played really well. So did Iowa. They should come to the White House, too. Yeah, she was wrong for that. She shouldn't have said that. But now LSU's not coming. They're not going because she said that.
And I love it, honestly.
Really?
I do. I do. Angel Reese, the player on LSU who's gotten all the press
they're
recently.
Yeah, star.
I love Angel Reese. I think she's absolutely right. Everything that she said, the hate against her is absolutely egregious.
Man.
And quite frankly, I think that if there were...
Are you from Louisiana?
I'm not, but she is from Baltimore. Went to St. Francis.
You're not from Baltimore.
I know, but it's DMV.
No,
it's not.
Okay,
Baltimore is not part of the
fine.
DMV.
It's Maryland.
Yeah,
it's Maryland.
It is Maryland.
And I'm a huge Terp, massive University of Maryland fan. She went to University of Maryland
for a
year.
This is some crazy stretching.
Okay. And her younger brother, Juju, best player on University of Maryland right now.
Unrelated. But either way, she did play for Maryland before. That's fair.
Yeah.
But, look, I she could be right. She could be wrong. I don't know. If I were them, like, I understand, like, Joe Biden shouldn't have said that, but she did apologize.
Sorry,
they're not inviting Iowa.
What exactly did she say?
She was like, oh, we should also invite the runners up.
And why are they offended?
Because they won?
Because it's never occurred before. Like, the winners go to the White
House.
Yeah,
no, I got you.
Don't. But the thing I'm more upset about
is... But, like, I'm just saying, Joe Biden apologized for not inviting Iowa. Like, go. Like, what point are you proving by not going? They were like, we're going to go to the Obamas. It's like, that's
like
funny.
That.
Like, that's a funny line.
Okay.
But at the same time, they're not. Like,
we're going to go
to
Michelle.
If they actually go to the Obamas, then
I'll But why would Obama wouldn't do that? Because that would be, like, shading his boy. Yeah.
Well... The thing that I was more, I mean, that's one thing. The other thing, the fact that Caitlin Clark, by the way,
is a goat.
Excellent basketball player. And I love the intensity from her all tournament. Every single game, she was trash talking, really into it. And I loved it. And the fact that
people only had a problem when Angel Reese did it, to
right.
be fair.
And now, I won't make any outlandish statements, but if these were two Caitlin Clarks going at it, I don't think any of this would ever occur.
Sure, and that's also part of the... like issue regarding like why are you saying you're going to invite the runners up?
Yeah,
like, because they're white. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and it's honestly
they should be doing
it's,
that.
It's really upsetting.
Yeah.
But we can look at the bright side and the fact that women's basketball and women's college basketball, the whole sport, is getting an incredible amount of attention.
I mean, as a women's basketball commentator, you know,
yeah,
D3 is up next.
Oh yeah,
you know, D3 people sleep. D3 ball.
Didn't the I think the national championship for the women's. Outperformed the men's, like there was the lowest the men's tournament final had ever gotten.
I didn't
like
watch.
14.7 million people.
Yeah, I mean it wasn't the best game. The men's game.
No,
everyone kind of knew UConn was going
to
win.
But hey, congrats to UConn. I mean, are they?
I mean, one of the more dominant runs I think we've seen.
I mean, people said since Villanova, and I agree with that. I'm not really a big college basketball guy, but the last time I can remember a team winning, just being like inevitable. At least once you got into the tournament, was Villanova.
Right, but honestly, it stretches because Villanova was inside of UConn's run, and I think the case can be made that...
I'm just talking about individual one season.
Well, yeah.
I'm not talking like a dynasty.
I mean,
which season was that? The one
like
that...
Like the Chickens!
Actually, I will disagree
with you.
So
that game was pretty close, right?
I know, but like they were just so good.
If you go back to that, the entire tournament... Villanova, which was a 2 seed, was picked to lose almost every game by pundits, except for the first 2 rounds. When they got to the Final Four, and they were going to play Buddy Hield's Oklahoma, by the way, incredible team.
Oh,
love Buddy
yeah.
Hield. They won that game by 50. And before that...
So I'm saying...
Before that, all the pundits said Villanova was not going to do well. They were counting them out every step of the way.
And then they won by 50.
And then they won by 50.
Did they win again?
In.
I don't...
Yeah, they
their
won
second
2018
team?
With
okay.
Jalen
Maybe
Brunson
that team was
and
really
Josh
good too.
Hart.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
But honestly,
Chickens.
I mean, UConn, best college basketball team of the last 25 years. Last decade, of this millennia, I think that...
I feel like you have
incredible.
To win the championship to be qualified for that. What about like that Kentucky team that was
so.
Like undefeated?
I mean, Kentucky... That's a little bit different because...
Also, actually, I have one. The Florida teams, the one went back-to-back.
Al Horford, Joe
Noah. Going back-to-back, the whole starting lineup was like, no, we're running it back, and then they won it again. Like, they all could have gone to the NBA, and they chose not to.
Hey, you make
a
great point.
Thing.
But
UConn, we need that. We need to bring that back.
Honestly, best college team, sport team, is the Tim Tebow-led Gators.
They're making a documentary.
Tim Tebow and Urban Meyer. I cannot wait for Urban Meyer.
Yeah, it was like a team. It was like 30 people got charged with a crime at some point, and they were led by like the most like a
am I allowed to say like Aaron a preacher? Hernandez's name.
Yeah, you're allowed to say Aaron Hernandez's name
on Boston radio.
They were led by like a religious figure. That was like, just like a and Urban Meyer. What a crazy like combination of people.
Insane.
Hey, cannot wait for that. What's it coming out on? What's
I don't know. I think it's just in development. People were joking about it for years. Like there needs to be a 30 for 30 about that, and I think people they heard.
Yeah, well, Tim Tebow's playing his number infinity game in AA right now.
No, he retired.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. But if he could play infinity games, or he would want to play infinity games if he could. Because that man.
He's on, like, NFL countdown.
He's
honestly,
a true GOAT, though.
Honestly?
Former Patriot. People forget.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, really.
Only in the preseason.
People also forget just how impressive Tim Tebow not playing baseball since high school, and then making it to AAA. He made, I mean, it was a PR stunt, but dude hit, like, 280.
No, he hit like 215. I mean, there was one year where he hit kind of well.
Didn't Michael Jordan make it for him?
No, double A. He never made it past double. But
and the only reason he really did
people
that was
don't give Tim Tebow enough credit for being absolutely terrible at the quarterback position and leading a team to the playoffs. Like, honestly
and
impressive.
Having one of the most legendary plays in the
playoffs. And like, he was legitimately terrible, like in my opinion. Like, he didn't know how to throw.
Kyle Orton played three. It was like they had a starter, like baseball, and then he was like their closer. Like, it was like Kyle Orton played the first three in it. Or
the year of Tebow Mania, he was playing every game. I don't know. That might have happened another game.
Fourth quarter.
No, he was playing the whole game every game. He was just throwing for like 90 yards because he didn't know how to throw.
I was going to say, like, his stats look like 300 yards.
Oh, yeah,
the
he
season.
Completed, like, 51% of his pass. Like, something terrible.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to get back to the music.
Goat. What's up next?
We got Beatles, something. Kind of sad, but, you know, Survivor
It's a
tonight.
Mellow night.
Thank you.
We're back at you, 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Real quick PSA for you, encouraging you to discover the forest.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yo, that was actually fire.
Why are we going to play that song on repeat next show?
We may be only doing that PSA from now on because that was actually incredible. I thought it was a whole song.
Yeah.
I was like, man, did Rivendell turn on? Like, that's crazy.
Outside waiting for me.
I want to see the visuals that are supposed
to
go
with
that.
Yeah, dude, I could like picture it.
Yeah,
that was they're like in the trees. They're in like the redwood forest.
Whoever did the sound design for that probably did sound design for some really big movies.
A living.
That was fire.
They get paid to do that.
What do you call that what do you call that profession? Folly? That's what it's called.
You're asking the wrong person. No, I'm saying
when you.
Yo, what about heat stroke prevention catchy song? We might have to do that next time.
Hey, cue it up.
We'll
for a week in advance.
Come back next week. We got you.
Only tune in for the PSAs here on Instant Crush.
We will never repeat the incident from 2 weeks ago.
Because that was... I still wake up in the middle of the night having nightmares.
Yeah, that was brutal.
But from here on out, always listen to what we have to say and what the PSAs have to say. Except if we play that one again. We have about 10 minutes left in the show. Jared, what songs do we have left?
All right, we've got a Pusha T song up next. Can we take a guess at what it is?
Santeria.
Oh my God, well done.
Now that the tears dry and the pain takes over, let's talk this payola. You killed God's baby when it wasn't his will and blood spill. We can't talk this shit over. The Lord is my shepherd. I am not sheep. I am just a short stone's throw from the streets. I bring my offering. I will not preach. Awaken my demons. You can hear that man screaming. I'm no different than the priest. Santeria. They say that death comes in threes, how appropriate. Triple breck, the Russian like Soviets. At the Kremlin, searching for the green like a gremlin. Presidential emblem, presidential tint on the shit that I am driven in. Woo! I just place orders and drop dollars. Rottweilers roam the grounds, the Glock hollers. The three of y'all too accessible. Seen all the wrong moves, watching the untouchables. We don't do vegetables, niggas get flatlined. Welcome all beef, then we heat them with flat irons. Your plans are back fine. Think of double crossing the priest. Hail Mary, repeat after me. Santeria.
Los Angeles esperará. Es el fuego que yo conozco. Es el fuego que yo. Ya te va en la mañana. Los Ángeles esperará. Es el fuego que yo conozco. Es el fuego que yo.
Of all the things I've ever paid for, know that it's no price tag when I wage war. It's no more to pray for. Niggas get preyed on. Dark in my doorstep, they told me the day's gone. You listening, Davon? As I'm talking to your spirit, for God's sakes, I'm dealing with heartbreak. Checking my ego, I'm living with lost faith. I'm back in this hit, nigga. You ever seen Shark Tank? I paid them in small bills, all of them small face. I bet when we draw blood, you niggas will draw blank. Dress you in all black, partner with all saints. I'm numbers. It's all facts. My shooters give all thanks and all praise. No jail bars can save. Leave you like Malcolm where X marks your grave. Hey, it's probably better this way. It's cheaper when the chaplain prays. Santeria.
Ya te va en la mañana. Los Ángeles espera. Es el fuego que yo. Es el fuego que yo.
Oh.
but I've been low-key. Hated on by most these niggas with no cheese. No deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys. No boats, no snowmobiles and no skis. Mad at me cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio and a saw full of tracks to add to the wall full of plaques. Hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze? Ho, please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you to smoke trees? Who you think brought you to ODs? Easy E's, Ice Cubes and DOCs, the Snoop D-O double G's, and a group that said motherfuck the police. Gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doc that he told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All you niggas that said that I turn pop or the firm flop, y'all are the reason that Dre ain't been getting no sleep. So fuck y'all, all of y'all. If y'all don't like me, blow me. Y'all are gonna keep fucking around with me and turn me back to the old me.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. So what do you say to somebody you hate?
What?
Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? One of his off things in the blood of your way?
Yep.
Just study your tape of NWA. One day I was walking by with a Walkman on, when I caught a guy, give me an awkward eye.
You looking
at? Strangled him off in the parking lot, but it's dark and I don't give a fuck if it's dark or not. I'm harder than me trying to park a Dodge, but I'm drunk as fuck, right next to a humongous truck in a two-car garage. Hopping out with two broken legs, trying to walk it off. Fuck you too, bitch, call the cops. I'ma kill you and them loud-ass motherfucking barking dogs. And when the cops came through, me and Dre stood next to a burnt-down house with a can full of gas and a handful of matches, and still weren't found out.
Right here.
So from here on out, it's the chronic two, starting the day and tomorrow's anew. And I'm still local enough to chuck you to death with a Charleston chew. Chicka-chicka-chicka, Slim Shady, hotter than a set of twin babies. And a Mercedes Benz with the windows up when the temp goes up to the mid-80s. Calling men ladies, sorry doc, but I've been crazy. There's no way that you can save me. It's okay, go with him, Haley. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
If it was up to me, you motherfuckers stop coming up to me with your hands out looking up to me like you want something free. When my last CD was out, you wasn't bumping me, but now that I got this little company, everybody wanna come to me like it was some disease, but you won't get a crumb from me, cause I'm from the streets of I told them all them little gangsters, who you think helped mold them all? Now you wanna run around talking about guns like I ain't got none. What you think, I sold them all? Cause I stay well off. Now all I get is hate mail all day saying Dre fell off. What, cause I've been in the lab with a pen in the pad trying to get this damn label off? I ain't having that. This is the millennium of aftermath. It ain't gonna be nothing after that. So give me one more platinum plaque and fuck rap, you can have it back. So where's all the mad rappers at? It's like a jungle in a habitat. But all you savage cats know that I was strapped with gats when you were cuddling a cabbage patch.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. 9:57 p.m. Eastern, a.m. 9:57 a.m. Eastern time on a beautiful Friday morning.
9:57.
Did I just say 9?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
12:57. 57.
Yep, 12:57. My apologies. Well, it's about that time. Show's wrapping up. We've got our good friend of the show and excellent artist, Ghostface Killah, in the studio. Ghostface, why don't you sign us off?
The girl, let's get it on. Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules. Take a-